Loyalist Township Council approved the draft plan for a subdivision in Odessa that would include 584 new residential units. Creekford Developments submitted the plan at council's meeting this week. The proposed subdivision is located south of County Road 2 in the west end of Odessa. The 584 units would include 390 semi-detached units and 194 single-detached units. Four new streets are proposed along with the subdivision, as well as extensions of Babcock Boulevard and Fields Way. The site also contains an environmental protection block, two park blocks, and a multi-use path that connects the south end of the development and County Road 2. Staff's report noted the design of the subdivision complements the layout of the adjacent Babcock Mills neighborhood, which is expected to reach full build-out by 2025. A statutory public meeting was held April 24, 2023, where a number of residents detailed concerns regarding parking, drainage, park location, school capacity, traffic design, and speed enforcement. At their November 26, 2024 meeting, council brought these concerns to the company and directed them to bring forward a new draft, which is now approved. Approvals planner David Casemore explains the benefits of the proposed subdivision.
From the planning perspective, the design is doesn't consume too much land. It is compact in its form and provides housing types that aren't readily available in Odessa. Appears to conform to the Planning Act, the provincial policy statement 2024, the official plan of the township and the county.
Casemore speaks about public input from residents.
Public comments, we really haven't received any except for that from that first public meeting. The consultant had made quite a few changes. We had a lot of feedback from council and the public at that point, but once those changes were made moving forward, we really didn't hear anything come from the public from that perspective.
Casemore outlined some of the work and studies that went into the plan.
We did have a few peer reviews on traffic, noise, as well as environmental impact assessment that was done. The arborist for the applicant worked with our peer reviewer and met some requirements that the MECP had regarding species at risk. The traffic consultant worked with our engineering department, instituted some traffic calming, jut outs, roundabouts, etc.
Based on the direction received from township staff during the pre-consultation meeting, the primary entrance to the development will be located at the northwestern end of the site on the south side of Main Street. The report noted most of the commercial development and institutional facilities within Odessa are located along Main Street, with Ernesttown Secondary School, Odessa Public School, a local convenience store, three churches, and the Loyalist Fire Department all situated within 600 meters of the northern boundary of the site. A sidewalk along the southern side of Main Street and a marked pedestrian crossing connect these services to the site. Full transit service is not currently available in Odessa, but the report noted that should it be introduced, the grid pattern of the street design and connection to the adjacent subdivision will allow for logical route planning through the area. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.